Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Thursday, October 23rd, 2025, 12 and a half minutes past the hour here. Do want to remind everybody again, Kroger Kids Night Out, Route 95 here in Marion, October 27th, that is Monday, 5 to 7 p.m., coming up quickly. Join them for some fun games and spooky prizes. They'll also be collecting new and gently used coats and hats and gloves to donate to the Salvation Army. Kroger Kids Night Out, Route 95 here in Marion, 5 to 7 p.m., Monday, October 27th, Ghosts and Goblins Galore. Now, phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. If anybody would like to discuss anything, we certainly can do that. We replayed the Dr. Amy Acton interview from Tuesday night in the first hour. So if anybody wants to comment on that, they can do that as well. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, back to loving Marion.
There we go. All right.
So what did you make of that posting?
Well, I would... You probably should read it for the audience so they know what we're talking about if they haven't seen it.
Yeah, this was a interesting posting from Robert Landon. Quote, "It was an honor to attend Candidates Night last night where we debated the City Charter Initiative. The conversation was respectful and everyone, including Republicans, Democrats, and Independents, agreed that teamwork is essential to move our city forward. That's how progress happens, through dialogue, not division. Unfortunately, the keyboard commanders are back at it, trying to control the conversation from behind their screens. They mistake silence for weakness. It's interesting that after years of trying to keep me quiet, now that I'm speaking boldly again, they suddenly want me silent once more. That's not going to happen. You don't get to attack someone's integrity and then expect them to lay down and take it. I'm very familiar with systems of control, and I will call them out every chance I get if those same systems continue attacking me. I will continue to speak truth boldly, stand my ground, and defend myself when necessary. Leadership requires courage, and I'm not backing down. Truth is not the villain. Their deception is." Now, I'm kind of thinking, is this guy a paranoid schizophrenic or what?
Well, I don't know, because to speak intelligibly about this, I would have to know who he's talking about in regard to, it sounds like he felt attacked after the debate on Tuesday night. I mean, is that what that's referring to?
I have no idea. I mean, he said, unfortunately, the keyboard commanders are back at it. Who are the keyboard commanders?
Well, see, I don't
know. Talking in riddles, you know?
Well, I don't know, so I can't really make a comment on this. I will say, as I said yesterday, Robert showed up Tuesday night. I thought it went very well. I said this to him. I sent him a message. I said, "I'm glad you showed up. I think that's good. I think that's how problems are solved, when people actually talk together instead of yelling at each other and calling names. I think he agreed with that. So I'm not sure what this is. I don't know. I had that exchange with him after the event, but that was about it.
Yeah, I felt compelled because to write a response to that, because to me, it's unfortunate. The keyboard commanders, that kind of tells me that even though it's vague, knowing a little bit more than, I guess, the average public, keyboard. Well, there were keyboards controlling the volumes from your streaming of it, as well as the Harding screening of recording it and that. But my response was, you are paranoid. You are not the victim. The taxpayers of Marion are the victim of you and your failed administration. The taxpayers of Marion are paying the cost of your failure. There is help for you, but you have to be the one to ask for help. I think that his rant on there was delusional, and he's just shot himself in the foot, and this thing that he's posted seems like this is not a man that is in full control of his faculties and doesn't have good decision-making, you know?
Well, here's what I can say truthfully and intelligibly. I don't know what happened after Tuesday night, so I'm not sure what he's referring to. I just don't know. Number two, I would say that if people are attacking him, which I don't know if they are, that's not pleasant. I mean, I have said that before. When you attack somebody, it's not fun. It's not fun to have somebody call you a name or whatever they're critiquing him on. That's not pleasant. So I can understand why he would be upset about that. Eventually...
Well, that's the real one important thing. There's nothing wrong with critiquing.
Well, here's
the critiquing is constructive, and you speak the truth.
Well, here's the difference, and I know Robert Landon understands this. That on Monday, when I said that he would not be, I was told that he would not be at Candidates Night. That was factual. I was told that. I was told that by somebody in his group, and so I trusted that. And at the end of that show, I said, I hope he does show up. And he did. So I did not feel that was a knock, but that's what it was. That was the show. I don't know what he's referring to here. If people are saying unpleasant things to him, I don't think that that's necessarily right. I don't know why people feel the need to attack him. So I don't know that that's a good thing to do, but I don't know why everybody's lashing out at each other. I don't know. It's just not something that I would do. I don't feel it's the best thing to do. I don't think it solves anything. I don't think we learn anything from it. But if the question is, if he was attacked, which I have not seen that, but if he was by people after Tuesday night's debate, I can understand why he would be mad. I can only tell you that my interaction with him was the interview we had. He sat here for 2 hours. We had a fine conversation. He said very good things about the interview. He never complained. So I didn't find him to be paranoid at that time, or any of the other accusations that might have been made. So I don't know. I don't know what that's about, and I don't know. I just need to know more information on that.
Well, it kind of begs the question when he alludes to the controllers of the keyboards. Now, there are only two entities that controlled volume levels, etc., and the cameras, switching between the cameras. So, I don't think that he was treated any differently than anyone. that was there and participated in that discussion, or not even a dissertation. It certainly wasn't a debate, but meeting the candidates, and the candidates giving an elevator pitch, you know? I think everything was as fair as you could possibly make it, you know?
Well, but I don't know if he's talking about us or Harding. I don't know. I don't think he is. But I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know enough about it.
Well, I guess it shows that he can't communicate clearly.
Well, here's the thing. You brought up the post the other day in which, I don't know if it was him or his group or whatever, took a shot at me. Now, that's okay. I mean, it's free speech. I just choose not to respond to that stuff because I know it doesn't do anybody any good. I don't think the audience cares if somebody calls me a name or questions something that I'm doing. And that's just my take on it. His take might be different. Maybe he doesn't like being called names. I don't know. You know, it's just different ways to approach a problem, I guess.
Well, you brought up one important thing, which makes me have to say, if Robert Landon did not post these, then one of his associates or colleagues did. So, I need to retract what I had said. Whoever posted that, if it's not him, and somebody's using the account to make it look like him, well, you know, Facebook... Well, it's a sad, sad situation.
Well, here's something, I don't know what more to say about this, but somebody sent me, because this is the only way I ever see these things, I don't go looking for things, somebody posted a meme, and I truly don't know who did it, so I can't speak, you know, to this, but it was a picture of me last week covering the No Kings rally. And they made a meme of it, and I think they had something come, I don't have it in front of me, but they had something coming out of my mouth, like a talk bubble, and it was saying something that I've never said. Now, and they also had some kind of button on me that they put it on the picture that was not accurate, but they had something coming out of my mouth. That, you know, allegedly I'm speaking as I'm covering this rally. Now, the thing that's coming out of my mouth, I never said. I never said what they have coming out of my mouth. Now, if their reasoning for doing that is they were trying to be funny, okay. I understand some memes are meant to be funny. But if you're a news organization or claim to be a news organization, why are you posting memes on your news organization page? And why? Because here's the problem that happens. People believe a good majority of what they see. They don't know that I didn't say that. So when they post on that and go, that's nuts, how crazy, blah, 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 they don't realize that I didn't say that. They think the words you have put in my mouth are something I said, and I didn't. So even if you're trying to be funny, once you realize people are believing what you've posted, why wouldn't you take that down? And by the way, I do want to give credit to somebody in that organization, and I don't know who it was, but somebody sent me a post, I'm getting a lot of posts this week. This must be a hot week for something. Who said, listen, I've always had good relationships with Scott Spears. I've always treated him with respect, and I'm not in this. Who's also a part of that organization. So, you know, I give that person credit. That to me sounds like somebody who gets what we're all trying to do here, inform people. So, you know, it's what it is, and if people want to take those shots, that's okay. But, you know, I don't know. It's a weird, weird thing. But as far as Robert Landon goes, he showed up Tuesday night. I think that was good for him. He got to speak his piece on Charter Commission, and I don't know what that post was because I'm not sure if people are attacking him or not.
Well, hopefully, like your one viewer that called in is savvy enough to know that somebody's trying to pull the wool over her when she was talking about the Charter Commission and people already at the being paid courtesy of the taxpayers, so on and so forth. So I'm kind of hoping that the majority of people with common sense outweigh those who believe that what's on Facebook and a lot of these postings, what they think is gospel. So hopefully the people that have common sense will see through all of that, and hopefully we'll get a good Charter Commission. Although, you know, I think the guy that talked about the Charter Commission, the attorney, you can file again for a Charter Commission. And I'm thinking about that. It seems as though we should really vote down the charter this time and revisit it so that we can get a good pool of candidates that are from all walks of life on there. This, unfortunately, in my opinion, was just ran too quickly. And, you know, we have a group that would appear to be trying to stack the deck in favor of the administration. So I think somebody made a good point. Hey, it should be voted down so that we can fall back, regroup, and get overlooked, underserved people and a better slate of candidates to represent the community. So,
well, November 4th is coming up. Hey, thank you.
It's coming up before you realize it. To a better tomorrow.
Bye-bye. All right, and again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 if you'd like to weigh in on anything we've talked about this morning. Coming up on 29 minutes past the hour, do want to remind people, Voice of a People with Linda Sims will be on when this show's over this morning, 10:15 a.m. to 12 noon, and Adam the Computer Guy from 12:15 until 1. But let's take the phone call, then we'll come back to this momentarily. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to call in. I was listening to your show, and I haven't really been online today and seen anybody's posts or anything like that. And so everybody knows, this is Philip Townsend. I live in Marion, Ohio. I live out in the county. I have a house in Marion. And I'm the one that sent you the meme yesterday. I'm the one that, I don't do anonymous. If Robert wants to post things about keyboard warriors or keyboard thugs or whatever the hell the word was that he used, he knows better about that from me. I confront issues. I vote independently. I'm not for or against. If I got a problem with somebody, I bring it to them. They posted a meme on their network, which is their right, him and Cody Higley. It's their right. I'm all about the First Amendment. I'm all about free press. I'm all about that. But put your name on it. I told him, don't be anonymous. This argument went back and forth all day long. About everybody knows this, everybody knows who, put your name on it. Everything I've said to you, anything I've sent to you, anything I've sent to Robert, any discussions I have done in public. All of my posts all my comments on that post yesterday are public. My name is with it. Robert Landon, you got a problem with me, buddy. You better put my name out there in public. And I'll meet you on the courthouse steps, bub. I don't do it in the gym. I do it face-to-face. I'll answer any and all of your questions. You do the same. You ran for an office. You had zero working knowledge to even take on. the job requirements didn't require any working knowledge. But any leader who takes on or runs for a position like that without hands-on knowledge is less than leadership material. This is my opinion. You want to dog McGinnis about her efforts and being, she's far from perfect. She's fucked, but you know what she's doing? She's still there trying. She didn't quit. What I see from Republicans in this town is you got Mike Ness quit after the public voted him in office. Then you got Robert Landon had quit already. And then you got, Davis out in the county who said, hey, I'll quit to go do this job. This is what you're getting in Marion County, people. So as I said before, Robert Landon, you got a problem with me, then you put it out there in public. You know damn well that everything I've said has been public. I'll release it all. You picked the wrong one, bro. Have a wonderful day.
Hey, I thank you for calling in. Bye-bye. Well, and again, anybody's free to express their opinion. As I have always said, I think that's what's important here. You know, I sit here for 2 hours, sometimes longer than that, every morning, and you get me. It's not prepared. I never know what's going to happen. We don't screen the calls. We just take them. And the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. If you have anything you'd like to say. We'll go back to the phones here and see where we are. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, that was interesting, wasn't it?
Well, you know what? People are free to say what they want, and that's the great thing I think about this show, as I've always said. It's freedom of speech. It's an open forum, and hopefully that's what we can provide every day here.
Well, sometimes you have to go to those extremes. You know, when you're talking to get people to listen to you, but that don't always happen. But the thing I want to say about Robert Landon is he not only ran for a job he wasn't qualified in, but he blamed his problem on the mayor and his cronies. Now he's blaming problems on other people. And then if he does get elected for anything, he's going to blame problems on somebody else. I mean, he's never... You just can't keep blaming your problems on somebody else. You know, like you say, if you get married a few times, you know, sometimes there's something wrong there. I don't know, but...
Well,
it was comical. Terry chastised me for using, what was that, keyboard something.
Yeah.
Terry, he says a lot of colorful stuff, too. And it, when he calls in sometimes, I kind of laugh about that. But.
Well, like I said, you know, we talked the other day about people who listen and people who call in. Clearly, a lot of people are listening, and it's just the right topic that will get them to call in. And you know, the last caller wanted to express his opinion, and he's always welcome to do so. And so is Robert Landon, by the way. I would invite Robert Landon in here any morning. Any morning he wants to come that I don't have a guest booked, Robert, the chair is open. Come on in. I'll sit right across from you like I did before, and I'll give you the same fair shake I gave you a month ago. I do not hold these things personally. And
it's nice as that caller said he puts his names to things. You know, too many people get on social media and comment about things, and they're doing it anonymous. You know.
Well, here's the thing. Again, I can understand why Robert would be unhappy if people are calling him names. That's bound to make somebody unhappy. I get that. I'm not a doctor, but, you know, nobody would like that. You don't have to be a doctor to know that. He mentioned Cody there. I don't know what that's all about. You know, I've always said I have no problem with Cody. I've never said anything negative about Cody in public or anywhere else. I don't know what that's all about.
We haven't heard much from Cody here lately.
Well, I think he got involved with this other group, and that's probably why. But, you know, As I said, here's my thing, and you know, when people's, like when I got sent that meme yesterday, and a few people sent me it, by the way, not just the last caller, but here's the problem, and I've had this problem for about 11 years ago. Go back, there was a story done about 11 years ago, and it was about construction on Mount Vernon Avenue. There was construction going on Mount Vernon Avenue at that time. I don't know what they were doing, if they were replacing sewer lines or what they were doing. But somebody posted an article on Facebook, social media, and they said that they were going to tear up the entire street to do something. I can't even remember what the false allegation was. But it was completely false. But they posted it on a news site. They posted it as if it was news, and they even quoted council members. Now, here's the funny thing. They just made up the names. They weren't even council members. They just made it up. It was fake names, fake story. There was no truth to it at all. But because they posted it on a news site, people believed it.
Yep.
People believed it. Now, you can think that's funny. I get their defense is, I was just trying to be funny, ha ha ha. But
well,
that's
not how you be funny.
No, but you're misleading people. And that's the problem with the meme that I had yesterday. And again, you can do it, it's free speech, go ahead. But I don't think it's a good idea to put words in somebody's mouth, even if you're trying to be comical, that I did not say. Because there's going to be a good portion of that group that believes that I said that. Now, if your backup is that's just comedy, okay, but I don't think anybody would want that done of them. I clearly don't think Robert Landon would want that done of him. And I don't even know that he put that up. I'm not putting that at Robert Landon's feet. I don't think he did put that up.
Well, if you was doing some stand-up comedy or, you know, you had your show or something like that, and you use some of that comedy in it, that's all right to do it in a situation like that. But like you say, to not put your name behind it, make up people, and post it on a, I don't know what site you're talking about, a news site, it's not the time to say, hey, we're funny. You know, just like you being in a theater or something, and you get up and you scream fire. Ah, I thought that was funny. What's the law going to do? What do they think that's funny?
All right. Well, and like I said, I don't think they would like that being done of them. So it's kind of back to the old rule. If you don't like it, if you would not like it done to you, don't do it to other people. But again, Robert Landon is welcome here, and I am not trying to do a joke here. Robert Landon is always welcome here, and I will always have the conversation with him about whatever he wants to have the conversation. He could call in right now if he wanted to.
Yeah,
I would
Robert
take the call.
Robert Landon has brought on these problems himself. And getting back in this arena, he had to know that there was going to be some stuff like you said about him.
Well, I don't know.
And when he left, he was the auditor?
Yeah, he was the auditor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when he left that office, you know, he didn't leave that office in a good spot. They found stuff from the IRS and stuff that was talking about fines and stuff, and he never brought any of that stuff to any attention. You know, leave the office, try to help the next person come in, the administration that's there now, instead of just trying to hurt them and say, hey, I'm not going to tell them about any problems. They'll find out later. You know, it's just not the thing to do.
Well, we'll see where it goes. I thank you for calling in.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And again, by the way, anybody can call in, clearly. That's the way it goes. We've got about 19 minutes left in the program today, 740-383-9944. Don't forget, Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 10:15 to 12 noon today, and Adam the Computer Guy, 12:15 until 1 p.m. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Scott.
Yeah.
Did you think that I was let's see. Landon put down there, hilarious, you say, I don't have control of my faculties, when you couldn't even logically comprehend questions at candidates. Well, here's how infuriated he was. Instead of night, he put might, so we can tell he was emotionally agitated when he put this on Facebook. But was I not in control of my mental faculties? Did that seem like that was like I was kind of like Joe Biden on candidates night?
You know, I'm just the moderator that night. I don't know who was mentally there and who was mentally not. I don't know.
Oh, come on. You listened to the candidates' answers, didn't you?
I thought everybody was fine. I have nothing bad to say about anybody that night.
Yeah. Well, hey. You know, it's amazing. And I think I would call Mr. Landon out. I'll be happy to debate him anytime.
Well, there we go.
He needs to put up or shut up.
And
have a better tomorrow.
Thank you. All right. And again, anybody's free to call in 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, we did, it's very interesting. We had a doctor on in the first hour, Dr. Amy Acton. I wish she was here in the studio. Maybe she could make some of these diagnoses that we have going around here today. That's not what I am. I'm not a doctor. I can't make diagnoses of these natures. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I just wanted to call back real quick and clarify a couple things.
Sure.
This is Philip Townsend.
Sure.
This was a post that was made on Marion Patriots Network. It was just a post, as you described. It was under the banner of that network, but there was no name attributed to it. I made a post or a comment on it. At some point, somebody else made the comment that it's probably Robert Landon. That's how Robert got in the comments. It was revealed by Robert Landon in these comments that Cody Higley is the one who actually created the post, created the meme, and posted it. So there's where all that came from. And they all have the right to do that, by all means. And I've said all of these things behind the scenes to Robert. Long before I bring anything to the public forum, you can count on that I've had numerous, multiple, I guarantee I'll bore you to death with the conversations that I've had about if we're going to hold other people's feet to the fire, then we have to hold the same standard with ourselves. And that's the gist of all of this, that he doesn't like keyboard warriors in his mind or in his words making up things about him that are untrue, but yet they post or he supports posting memes that don't have receipts. That's my point. They claim that you're not an objective journalist. You don't this, that, or the other. I say, you know what? You were on his show recently, Robert Landon. You were sitting there face-to-face with the man, or you know, I don't know if you did it remotely, but you guys, he had the opportunity to look you in the eye and be a man and say it respectfully. Here's what I think of your journalism. Here's what I think of your show. Here's what I think of this, that, and the other. I have zero respect for any man or somebody who calls themselves a man who wants to disparage you or anybody, your organization, and make comments about how you run it without the receipts, especially when they are part of a network about we are about bringing the receipts. And they are. I'm not trying to dull that of it. But my whole side communication with Robert and the group and everything is you are destroying any credibility you have. We have to be impartial. We have to be you know, do you have a right to your opinion? Absolutely. Put your name to it. Have an editorial. Here's my editorial opinion or whatever by Robert Landon or Cody Higley or Phil Townsend. Own what you... He's got mad problems with other people talking about him, and then he talks about you behind your back, or he puts it on a forum and doesn't own it. You know, like I said, put a byline. Put your name on it. Stand on it. And again, he's accusing people of being keyboard warriors, and that's what he's doing. I see that this is what politics is today. He went into this office of auditor, and his own people don't like him. The Republicans are, you know, half against him. My stance with him is if you do want to run for office, I think you do. You can bring something constructive to the table, because as a contractor, I learn from my failures. I've had great success here, 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 and here. Sometimes things don't go the way you want it or expect it or whatever. You learn from it, and you take that information, and you move forward with it. So on that level, a person who can humble themselves and say, you know what, I walked into this fire unbeknownst to what was really going on, and I trusted those people. His own party threw him to the wolves. His own party is throwing everybody to the wolves who don't walk in lockstep with them. He cannot win any position without the independent voter. So he might want to just quit appealing to just his buddies. That's my advice. That's what I was asked to come into the group for, was to give him and them a perspective from somebody outside the box. Because obviously I don't walk with them in all of their beliefs. And that is okay. This is America. America, it's okay to disagree and not have a big war over it, you know? But you made a comment about something about medical or something that maybe I said. I don't. Could you clarify on that?
No, I was speaking to Terry because he had said that Robert might have had some psychological problems.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so I was just saying, I'm not a doctor. I can't diagnose psychological problems.
Okay, and as I said, I've got a big mouth. I'm not afraid to use it. God created me to stand out. I've got a great big birthmark on my face, and I've stood out my whole life, and people have judged me regardless of my words or my actions by how I look, this, that, and the other. I'm not crying about that. I'm trying to explain how I got to where I am. I'm all about people expressing themselves. I'm all about people working together. I'm not trying to crucify anybody. I'm saying, you know, the only way we ever do this is we work together. I've been watching documentaries about World War II and how we won. And we won because we came together, and as a force together in the United States, we are unstoppable. So, I mean, with that, I think hopefully I clarified some things. As I said, you know, Robert Landon wants to get together. I have made all of these things clear to Robert and the group behind the scenes. As I said, all of my stuff is in writing. I'm real big about all that because of my past experiences with, you know, Marion Habitat and all of that shit show. You have to, I'm not afraid to put it out there. I put my world out there. I'm far from perfect. I've had ups and I've had downs. I've been in the paper for good things and I've been in the paper for bad things. It's all experience. It's all the roads that I've walked. So, again, done rambling. Hopefully that clears some things up.
No, I appreciate the call. Like I said, opinions are always welcome. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. All right. And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, 51 minutes past the hour here. And again, we'll take the call from anybody. I don't remember the last time I've ever not taken a call. The only time I've never taken a call is if we had a guest coming up and I didn't want to block the line. So, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, and we've got about 9 minutes left in the program today. And again, just to be clear about all of this, Robert was in the studio that day that we did the interview. And if he would like to come back, I would have him back. This to me is not, I don't take it personally. Let me put it that way. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, maybe we better buy each one of them pair of boxing gloves and have them settle it.
Well, I don't know. You know, clearly...
I'm just trying to be funny.
No. I'm with you. I'm with you. Sometimes we get there. But it's here's the deal. I think calling... You know, people getting, I don't know. I really don't know what to say. I guess the best way to put it is if you want to do the news, then you should probably do the news or people are going to get angry at you.
Yeah.
That's the best way I can put it.
But at least it's been an interesting show today, and like I always want callers to call in and give their side, even if they don't agree with me. Well,
you got it today.
Yeah.
You got it today. We still got 9 minutes left.
Oh, maybe we hear from somebody else.
Maybe. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've got about 7 minutes left in the broadcast today. And, you know, maybe this is how we get to a better place. Discussion, open opinions, and the ability for anybody to say what they want in a caller format. I think when you're talking to somebody, it's much easier to have these conversations than, you know, just posting things. I don't know. That's just not what I do. Now, maybe that's not for everybody. Maybe other people have different texts in that realm. But again, the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. 54 minutes past the hour. And again, anybody who would like to call in is more than welcome to do so. 43 degrees here in Marion. Mostly cloudy skies on this Thursday morning. Linda Sims will be following this program this morning with her Voice of the People program, 10:15 to 12 noon. And Adam the Computer Guy today from 12:15 to 1. And you know, as I've always said, I appreciate anybody who listens to the program. I appreciate anybody who calls in. That's kind of the point. That's our point. That's what we're doing here. We're trying to get across information. We're trying to have the discussion and see where it goes. You know, there are so few outlets right now in Marion for news, and that's what we're trying to do. But people voicing their opinion is not a bad thing in this type of a format. Now, there are other formats where I'm not sure it's the best thing to do, but, you know, that's the way it goes. But again, phone lines are open if you'd like to say anything. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 55 minutes past the hour. So if you've been thinking about saying something, we're getting close to that time where we'll get cut off here because we don't want to eat into Linda's time this morning. So if you're thinking or have thought about saying anything, now would be the time to do it. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, I thank Amy Acton for coming on Tuesday night. And we replayed that interview in hour number one this morning. And I do think we learned some interesting things about Dr. Acton. I still think the fact that she is in communication with Governor DeWine is very, very interesting. And I think that she certainly had an interesting childhood. I don't think anybody knew that, and I don't know how we would know that when she was just leading the health charge here in Ohio. But to learn that these things went on years later is fascinating. In a lot of ways. So, we thank Amy Acton for being on. But again, the phone lines are open, and anybody is free to call in anytime they like with about 4 minutes left to go. So I'm telling you, we're getting to the point in the football game here where if you don't express your opinion now, we're going to be out of time. And today has certainly been a day of expressing opinions. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if you have anything to say. There was some talk yesterday after the League of Women Voters Candidates Night about the mayor not attending Candidates Night. I don't know what impact that will have. Maybe we'll hear a reason as to why he did not attend Candidates Night. You know, some people have logical reasons as to why they could not attend. The thing with the mayor was, is just we did not know why he did not attend. I don't think a reason was given, and if it was given, it certainly was not relayed to me. Same thing for Mark Russell. We do know that Jason Schauber was sick. We learned that yesterday. Nothing you can really do about that. I think Gail was sick, Gail Block. But those things happen. Illness, you know, it is that time of year that illness does creep up on you. Okay, I'm going to give the number one more time here because we're under the 3 minute mark now. 740-383-9944. So if you wanted to slip in and say something, now would be the time to do it. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, I'm thinking, who is the next guest that would be of interest to have on as we go on down the road here? I'm not sure. You know, Matt will be in tomorrow, and hopefully we'll be able to continue a lot of these discussions. So tune in tomorrow morning, 8:15 until 1 in the afternoon, and then Friday night from 8:15 to 10. You know, as it gets colder and windier and the seasons change, and darkness comes later in the morning, earlier in the evening, I think a lot of people are listening and paying attention to what's going on a little more than probably they do in the summer. Summer, people want to be out doing things. Oh, and I the Women's Club is having their big unveiling of their Information History Center next Tuesday. I believe that's at 4 p.m. What a great thing that's going to be for Marion. Got a call the other day, invited to attend that event. So that's going to be something. The Women's Club has really put a lot of time and effort and money into this, preserving women's history here in Marion. And that's a nice thing to do because we've had a lot of successful women here in Marion. And to have a place where genealogy and history can be examined and looked upon certainly is a great thing. So that's next Tuesday at 4 p.m. at the Women's Club home here in Marion. So all kinds of great events going on here in Marion. Good things going on, and we certainly like to hear about the good things. I think we certainly want to be good things rather than bad things. Again, Voice of the People right after me today, 10:15 to 12 noon, and then Adam the Computer Guy, 12 to 1, and I'll be back tomorrow morning, and we'll do it all again. For this Thursday, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your